Greg Jameson says everyone should feel as safe in their neighborhoods as he does in his. He's hoping that will be his ticket to the mayor's office. You're listening to SDPB's In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Business owner and state legislator Greg Jameson is running for mayor. He says public safety is his top priority. He stopped by the SDPB studios in Sioux Falls to lay out his plan for the city.
Policies really kind of boil down to just probably three basic pieces, really. Public safety being the number one. My effort behind public safety is with those officers who wear a bulletproof vest to go to work. They really deserve the support and all the benefits that come with being an officer for putting their life on the line every day to make us feel safe. But there's also other neighborhoods in our city that aren't as safe as mine. I live in a great neighborhood near 69th and Western. But I know every neighborhood is not that way. And so I want to make sure every one of those neighborhoods feel as safe as I do in my own neighborhood. The second is fiscal responsibility. I want to ensure that there's transparency and accountability with the tax dollars that we collect. And with that effort, you know, at the end of the day, our goal is to create trust. So every time we're spending their money, they get to know exactly what we're doing with it and how much we're spending. How much did we plan to spend? Did we say to budget? All those kinds of accountability pieces. So you could consider seeing the city's website really different with your ability to get in and see exactly where the money is going so that everybody understands exactly where it's getting spent. Third bigger priority, I guess, is the managing our growth. You know, as you know and everybody, Sioux Falls is just continuing to grow. And making sure that our planning is done in advance in order so that development doesn't get ahead of our infrastructure. And suddenly, all of a sudden, it turns into chaos. If you want to see what this looks like when the tail is wagging the dog, go to 41st in Minnesota and go west. And all the way down 41st, you'll see what it looks like when development gets ahead of planning, because it was like a free-for-all, essentially, and that's why it looks the way it does. And if you go out to the outer parts of the town, you'll see breaks where you don't have driveway after driveway after driveway. You'll have designated development areas. So managing that growth is a high priority, too.
All right, I want to go back to public safety. Chief Toom, confidence in him, thinking about making a change? Talk more about public safety and the ways that you think you could address it.
All the confidence in the world with him, based on what I'm hearing from other people and other officers. They're real confident. The current mayor really appreciates his work. So, he and I have met. Mm-hmm. In fact, in the sequence of things, and when I started in this race, was I met with the mayor first. And then I met with Chief Toom. And then I met with the police union. So I am trying to do my best to understand the challenges and needs of all police things related, and so that I can help them do a better job, build their respect in the community, and support them as they need to go.
What do they need that they don't have that a new mayor can bring to them? The officers.
Sure. Probably full staffing support. So they're short some. Now they hire some. They're right on the fringe, really. So they're close. But what happens is as soon as you hire a new group, there's a few that wash out, a few more that retire. It's a constant cycle. So you know that hero status that firefighters have? Mm. Everybody, you know, who didn't want to be a firefighter as a kid? I want to bring that to law enforcement as well. And we don't want to take it from firefighters. We just want to establish that same solid support for those guys. There's a heavy lift that they do dealing with the worst individuals within our city every day, day after day. It impacts them and it impacts their families. So other benefits can include support services for their family. I mean, those guys go to suicides and other deaths and car-related accidents, all of that just domestic disputes, child abuse, all those things. And so there's just a bigger picture that I want to encompass as mayor.
Your work on the prison task force, clearly in Sioux Falls, since that prison will continue to be here, there are problems with rehab and recidivism mm-hmm. that will impact the city of Sioux Falls. You've been in the State House. You've been in the committee meetings. You probably know this fairly well. Yeah. How important is recidivism, addressing that, and programs and services within the prison, within the new prison, to the crime rate in Sioux Falls?
There's a big topic that we're addressing right now with the Correctional Rehabilitation Task Force that I'm on, along with the mayor and many others. And you're right, I did serve on the initial prison task force reset program to build the prison here, to rebuild it, if you will. And one of the things we struggled with just even last session was a bill that appropriated, I think it was $7 or so million to support a program within the prison walls to address this very problem. Addiction-related issues are the core of all the problems with the recidivism rate that we have. And so we didn't get that passed, which was a failure on our part, frankly. But this task force that's incorporating all the additional programs of rehabilitation that are available, studying all the issues, we will come up with recommendations, and then we'll have the support of the governor and the legislative body, in our opinion, to support now those new appropriations of funds to support those programs. So Sioux Falls does receive a lot of inmates who, you know, who have come from other parts of our state. And when they get released, they come out right here in Sioux Falls. That's where the problem is getting created, partly because the parole services are here. You know, somebody comes from, I don't want to pick another town, but pick a town, and there's a pretty good chance they've wrecked everything, every family connection they had back in that community. So when they look to start over, they probably could be forced to be in a place like Sioux Falls because nobody wants them back home. The other services that are available in the city also create that concentration of inmates or parolees. And so we're addressing that. We're really trying to dissect it. We're trying to do better jobs. And I know we have done other programs for training, like the welding program and at Southeast Tech and other things to help those people be successful when they get out. So here's just one last thing. And I know I'm beating this to death probably for you, but imagine this. All these people who have gone to prison have passed an enormous amount of second chances by judges and others all along the way where they said, don't do this again or you're going to go to jail or prison. Okay, and they come back. Well, you did it again. Now we're giving you another chance. Don't do it. It's almost like these people are swimming up current to try to get into the prison. They're breaking every rule, every chance. I mean, it's a last resort effort to send them to prison. So now they get here. And now we're the ones, not we, me, not the, but the state now is the one who has to fix this person who's never once showed an attitude or direction towards change. It's a big lift. I just don't want to forget that.
Talk about growth. You mentioned managed growth, but give me a vision for growth. What does the Sioux Falls of the future look like that you're hoping to lay the groundwork for?
Sure. Well, the city itself is growing on all sides. And the growth is that we've got to have the sewer, water, and other infrastructure out to the fringes enough so that growth can continue. Let's just say we didn't do it properly in a complete circle, so to speak, of our city. And we only focused on, say, west. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, the only growth available is west. And you put a tremendous amount of pressure on that land that's out there to become very valuable as it's the only land available. And then you've stretched out infrastructure in a way that doesn't make sense because it's now directional in one way. So you have to be concerted effort to be keep it in that circular fashion. Now we're running into Brandon and we're running into T. Geez, we're even running into Crooks, it seems like, you know. And so there are places where we've got to, you know, kind of get next to somebody. But there's, you know, still plenty of places we need to plan for growth. So it's a well patterned effect, if you will.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Big Sioux River. How clean is clean enough?
Sioux River is a disaster. It's a disaster. I was amazed. I was amazed at the amount of pollutants that are in it. So years ago, I was still on the legislature. we worked on these buffers around the river to help eliminate runoff into the river. But at the end of the day, the real problem comes with cattle going through the water, and all of that feces coming through and just bacteria just as a mess. You know, it's still a lot of other erosion of other dirt that comes in, and the city's impact on that, and that's probably my best focus going forward is the city's approach. It's amazing how much one animal can do on their yard near or near the river that, you know, just washes off your yard, goes down the curb, into the street, down the gutter, and then out into the river. That's the city of Sioux Falls. The wastewater that we treat of our own, that we then put back into the river, is as clean as it could ever be, expected to be. It's the highest standards you should ever achieve. How do we eliminate that from our city point of view is probably just encouraging residents to pick up the dog waste, you know, all of that, not be polluting their yards with chemicals and all those kinds of things. But I always thought there should be like a monitoring system of the river, the quality of the water when it comes and starts within the city and when it leaves. And how did we do? What's our score? Are we doing it? Are we the problem, or is it a problem before it gets to us and we're making it better? I don't know, but I think there should be some accountability and make that benchmarks known before it comes in the city and after it leaves.
For the mayor of Sioux Falls and the people who are listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting, most of them can't vote for you for this position.
Oh, come on.
But they're listening and they're wondering how the Greg Jameson leadership in the city will impact them. Obviously, you've been in the State House and you've been on City Council. What's your message to people who don't live in Sioux Falls about how the city might change for them as they visit for their health care, you know, for their shopping, for their sports events, to visit family, you know, arts events, what have you? What's in it for them?
Very interesting question. This is the first ever I've had to think about it in this way. So I do pick up a lot of static from other legislators around the state about Sioux Falls. They don't want to drive here. The traffic's too big. You know, their kids want to come here and work here, and they're jealous of that. Their parents are moving here now because the health care that's available to them is close and handy. And they know eventually they may have to move here to help mom and dad. And so I know there's a lot of interaction, and one of my things is to make sure that I never diminish other parts of our state and what they have going on. Sioux Falls has got it rocking with a lot of great things, and I'm super proud of it. My hope is from their perspective, which is a mind shift for me that I'm working on now as we sit here, but I want to improve traffic flow. So like one of my goals is to wire all these traffic lights together. So you're not sitting at a red light while there's no cars coming, and there's not even a car in sight. Come on. We can do better than that. So that those people who are coming here from out of town kind of experience a better traffic flowing city. All of the other amenities that we continue to invest, the sales tax dollars that we collect here, and we know that a lot of those dollars come from people who live out of town. They come here to shop. They come here for other reasons. And they spend their money. And we collect those sales tax dollars, making sure that we're responsible with those dollars. We invest in quality of life opportunities for recreation, walkability. The bike trail system is a great place to come and experience. So just continuing to make it as inviting and appealing to everybody, everybody who lives here and everybody who visits here.
Five candidates are running for mayor of Sioux Falls. The election is June 2nd. That's our conversation for today. We hope that it served you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thanks for listening.